We're still in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, as you can tell from the reading that we've had. And we're still studying about examples of faith. We can count approximately 24 examples that he gives us of faith in this 11th chapter of Hebrews. And last time we'd gotten through the example of Gideon, which is found in the 32nd verse. And beginning with this 32nd verse, he names seven more examples of faith. So we've had some 18 then of those 24 examples that we have discussed. And we'd like to then begin with the case of Barak this morning and further elaborate upon the examples of faith. He simply says in that verse, "And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets." Now, he doesn't elaborate upon these, but we feel that since he did mention them, that we ought to do something more than just name them in passing. So we'd like to look back into the account of these persons that he names here and read from the Bible the things that did happen to them that could be used as an example of their faith. Now, they're not given in Hebrews in exactly the same order that they occurred in history or in the book of Judges and Samuel. They're given in a little different order, but we're going to use the order that they are found in the book of Hebrews. So he lists Gideon and Barak. Barak is a man who was a leader of Israel. He was of the tribe of Naphtali. And the story of him is found in Judges 4 and 5. We won't read all of these two chapters, but I would like to read some portions of this fourth chapter to show Barak's example of faith. Because of the wickedness of God's children, they had been turned over to the king of Canaan, and they had been oppressed by him for some 20 years. At this time, Deborah, the prophetess, was judging Israel. So let's begin in Judges chapter 4, verse 1. "And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he hath 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel." Now that's the situation. They were in bondage. They were oppressed for some 20 years. And this man had 900 chariots, a large army, and a lot of strength. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramath and Bethel and Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, "Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw towards Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Israel, and of the children of, the children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun? And I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand." Now that's the charge that Deborah gave to Barak. The Lord said, "Take these men and you go up to Mount Tabor, and he's going to bring Sisera there with his army and deliver them to you." And Barak said, verse 8, unto her, "If thou wilt go with me, then will I go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then will I not go." Now, as we read this verse on the surface, It sounds like Barak didn't have very much faith. And I was really wondering, as I read this, how are you going to get an act of faith out of this? The Lord says to go, and he says, I won't go unless you go with me. I want a woman to go with me before I go. And the next verse, as we read it on the surface, doesn't sound any more assuring. And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor, for the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kedesh. Actually, though, as we examine this, we find that these verses here, 8 and 9, are really examples of Barak's faith. Because what Barak is really saying is, he's not saying, I won't go unless you go with me because I'm afraid to go or I don't trust the Lord. What he's saying is, I want you to go with me so that I can continue to have the Lord's word to guide me and to assure me as to how to bring this victory about. I don't have enough trust in myself and in the 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun who are going with me to take this upon myself, but I want the prophetess with me. I want the word of the Lord with me. And only then will I go. And so we see that this attitude that Barak had would be the same as if we today were to endeavor to carry out a difficult task and say, I don't want to enter into this without first of all being able to have the word of the Lord with me. I want to take my Bible with me and I want to study this proposition out and I want to know what the Lord's word is going to say, how the Lord's word is going to guide me in this thing, and then will I go. And I believe that's what happened here in the case of Barak, as we're going to see a little further in the narrative. Now the part about her saying that I'll go, but you're not going to have the honor because Sisera's going to be delivered up in the hands of a woman, that's probably not referring to Deborah, but as we see, as this man Sisera, all of his army was demolished, and as he fled to the tent of a woman named Jael, who was Heber's wife, and as he lay down there and slept, Jael hit him in the head with a spike of a tent and drove it through his temple and killed him. So that he fell at the hand of a woman, all right, but it wasn't Deborah, but it was Jael, the wife of Heber. So we really, as we examine the text, we see that this is quite an act of faith. How many of us insist upon knowing to the best of our ability what the will of the Lord is in a matter? We insist upon having His guidance through every step. We insist upon having the ability to re-examine and to re-study and to have a fresh view, if needed, as we advance along our course of action. Well, the best Barak could have had would have been Deborah the prophetess, because there wasn't anything written about you take the army and go up there and fight Sisera. It was only given by the mouth of the prophetess, and so he took the very source of his information, which to us today would be the Bible, and he wanted it with him before he'd go. So we read in verse 10, and Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali into Kedesh, and he went up with 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah went up with him. Now Heber the Kenite, which was the children of Hobob, the father-in-law of Moses, had severed himself with the Kenites and pitched his tent in the plain of Zanim, which is by Kedesh. Well, let's skip on down to verse 13. And Sisera gathered together all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with him, from Harosheth of the Gentiles under the river Kishon. And Deborah said unto Barak, up, for this is the day in which the Lord hath delivered Sisera into thine hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. Now when the proper day came, Deborah was with him, and Deborah says, now up, this is the day, Barak, this is the day. And that's the very reason he wanted her, so that he would have the guidance of the Lord in each step. Nothing was left to his own decision or imagination, but he had the Lord's guidance. And it's right down to the very time, it's telling them the very day to go and to strike. Well, it so happens that we read on then that he did completely defeat this army of Sisera. Every man was killed except for Sisera, and Sisera fled on foot. And as we said, he came to the tent of Jael, and she hid him, but she did it for the purpose of then putting him to death. And as we read in the next chapter 5, which Barak and Deborah sang praise over the victory, in verses 24 through 27, it gives again the account of Jael putting Sisera to death. So there's an example of faith then. Barak won the battle, and there was peace in Israel for some 40 years after this. Now the next case...